Here I am, in the place to be, Mr. K&B, you can't fuck with me. Extra sexy, extraordinary, palms are hairy, your mama pop. What up, y'all? It's K&B, the Sexy Ninja, in the place to be for a Paper Saber universe, and this is the Sexy Ninja Cast, podcast, vlog cast, for that ass, whatever you want to call it, whatever you think it is. It's on every platform you can think of podcast-wise, your Spotify, your Apple, your Google, or did they get rid of that? I don't know. I'm everywhere, though. If you're rocking here on the YouTube channel or Twitch, I appreciate it very much. It's been a very long week. Got to see a movie. I got to see a Late Night with the Devil last night, and that movie was rocking. But man, I will tell you real quick, people that go to the movies and fucking drink, then pass out during the movie, fuck you. Why do you go to the movie anyway? Why are you wasting your hard-earned money on just so you can have a few drinks and pass out during a fucking movie? Yeah, I had a dude behind me. I was really into this movie. I like Late Night with the Devil should not be slept on. I think April 19th it's going to show up on Shudder, but man, it is fucking crazy of a movie. Well, of course, I have the worst of luck in every goddamn not Sin 1 theater. I text Doug. I was like, "Hey, It happened again. Man, anytime I'm not in Sin 1 or we're not in Sin 1, something happens. We got dumbasses in the fucking theater. And this was another point in case of one. I'm sitting there. I'm really enjoying it. And we're like at the last 15 minutes of this movie. So nothing's happening. My movie experience is going fantastic. Okay? Fantastic. And then I hear a can drop. And then I see a boot. Bam! I was like, the fuck? And I heard the dude's friend like, "Hey, I'm sorry. Put your foot down. Put your foot." I'm like, wow. Couldn't wait. Could have done it during the credits. I would have been like, you know what? Fine. Fuck it. But no, completely took me out of my movie zone. So this is why we went on a Sunday night. Me and Doug usually likes to go on Monday because, one, that's my day off. That's his day off. And we like to go to the early shows because all the old folks are there. And they're just chilling. They're there to watch the movie like we are. I can't imagine like going back to big crowd events in a movie theater. I cannot imagine going back to that life because we found out like during this time at the movie theater on a Monday, on an afternoon, there's no one there. And it's beautiful. It is one of the best experiences ever because it's like people suck. And last night proved my point even more. I was like, man, this is why I don't go out like I used to, because people suck. And I was like, I got so mad. And my wife's like, calm down. I was like, I know. It's just really annoying. But Late Night with the Devil, I recommend it. It's really, really fun. Originally, we were going to go watch Ghostbusters, but I don't know. I'm not a big Ghostbusters guy. You know, I'm not going to front either that I'm a big Ghostbusters guy. I played Ghostbusters when I was a kid. You know, I had the proton packs and everything like that. And, you know, but as I kept growing up, like, it never really was, like, stuck with me in the fandom. And my brother's always like, but Ghostbusters on! I'm like, ah. But I've heard some things up and down with Frozen Empire. I don't know if you've seen the movie. Tell me what you thought of the movie. Drop those comments below. Also, hit that like, hit that subscribe, share it to grandma, share it to grandpa, share the bum at Walmart. Now we can continue. We're just a plug in here. Yeah, so I wanted to go see that. A lot of stuff's been going on with work and everything like that, just trying to get on the mental grind. I picked up something new. Hold on. Hit the mic. I know this isn't the New World Podcast, but look at that. Oh, that is such a beautiful. It's one where Cody had to have his right here is all bruised and stuff like that. Yeah, so another one to the collection. I feel like there's something every week. Oh, wait, there is something. Here, hold on. I've been really wanting to get this documentary, but Star Wars Icons. I know you're probably listening, like, what is he doing? What is he showing? But I'm showing off this Blu-ray set I got. Icons Unearthed Star Wars, a 6-part documentary series. Like, I need more Star Wars in my life. I need more Star Wars in my life. I picked up that. And, you know, I just been really, like, focusing on the writing and stuff like that. I got a couple more chapters down for the Wizard and the Outlaw. And I also, too, like, last night after seeing Late Night with the Devil, I was thinking, I was like, man, I feel like I can write a horror movie. I feel like I can do that. You know, like, maybe a short film. I've done something like that, like Up High, Down Low. You know, yeah, Up High, Down Low. It's a movie, a short film. Like, it's less than a minute with me and my daughter, where she even didn't like the ending of it, where she pushes me off this we have a playground over here called Arrow Park, Bow Arrow Park, something Park. It's over there, Bow and Arrow Park. I could be wrong. I lived here for a very long time. Could be wrong, but it's right over there. And we filmed it. It's a little short film. You can check out those in the KMB a KMB film playlist. They're on this channel for YouTube. So if you're listening to YouTube or you're watching YouTube, well, I don't know how you folks do it these days, but if you're on the goddamn thing, check out the playlist. You can check out that short film, Up High, Down Low. And it was all based on the concept of, you know, I was like, oh man, because I it was a story that I was like, oh man, this would be fucking funny. Like, if, you know, you get your kid and you're like, hey, up high, down low, too slow, you know. Yeah, up high, on the side, down low, too slow. That's the game. And I got that concept. I was like, man, but what if your kid just goes off the rails? And because you tricked your kid, and the kid comes after you, you know, and has his revenge. And he's like, hey, up high, down low, wah, too slow, and murders the parent. But we were going to do a follow-up to the actual short film itself, because my daughter's like, I don't want to kill daddy in this thing. I was like, no, but it's just something that we're doing, you know, it's something creative that we're doing. And she was like, no, I don't want to do that again. And I was like, well, what if we did a sequel to it, to where I am alive, but I got a cast on or something? She goes, oh yeah, but we never went back to that. And it's a very fun short film. I will say it's like less than a minute. And I made a couple of other ones too, where my daughter puts a hit on me. And Big Daddy, a.k.a. Phil, he goes after me, snipes me down. Those are in the playlist as well. I did a couple documentaries of my trips to Camp Zool, also to Colorado for Gore Fest and everything like that. So I like creating and making these ideas. And so after I got to see Late Night with the Devil, I was sitting there, I was like, oh man, I have so many cool concepts. And there's this one concept I have, because I drive off of Lone Tree, and that's here in Flagstaff. It's a very long stretch of road. It's really no lights or anything like that, and it's very hilly. But there's this one corner light, and it's just always flickering and whatnot. And I have this weird fear between where I, after I get off Lone Tree and go to my apartment complex, there's this long stretch of road that has nothing. So I was like, man, this would be like, because I, one thing I'm scared of in life, home invasion. Seeing The Strangers, man, that shit fucked me up the first time I saw that movie. But it was just one of those things where I was like, man, what if this is the moment you catch somebody on this long stretch of road? You know, you see this guy driving down this road every single day at the same time, and then you just make your mark, and you have somebody standing in the middle of the road to stop the car. Then, like, you're about to turn, and then there's somebody behind the car. Then there's somebody on the side of the car. And yeah, ooh, damn, now I don't want to drive down that road anymore. I just scared the shit out of myself. It's just something that's terrifying. Like, if I see somebody, like, on the, you know, with the car on the side, like, hey, we need some help. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm getting home about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, depending on how things go, you know. So it's nighttime. And you know how nighttime, it just, things seem scarier, you know. There's some people out there like, no, it doesn't. It's like, well, for me, it does. I'm a scaredy cat. And the place I work is a very old place, and I know there's ghosts there because I've heard them. And we did a little bit of ghost hunting, like I talked about on the last episode, and I had a couple of people reach out to me and said, hey, it'd be really cool if you would go ghost hunting, you know. I was like, yeah, but I definitely would need a crew, because a Paper Saber Universe at this very moment is me. 1, 2, 3, you know. And I got my kid. I can get my kid more involved. She likes that, but she still needs to understand, like, how to, you know, hold the camera and this and that. She likes being in front of the camera more than she likes being behind the camera, because there's been a few times where I was like, hey, you know, can you do this for me? She's like, fine. And then I get the film back and she's filming over there, and I'm here, the camera's pointed there. What's going on there? And she's like, whatever, film again. And I'm like, you're still pointing in the wrong direction. She goes, yeah, the camera doesn't, I don't want to break the camera, Dad. And I'm like, okay. Oh, man, but yeah, creating, writing, started reading a bunch of stuff. Like, that's my reading pile right there. It hasn't changed much just because I got too much going on, man. But I just wanted to jump on right quick, say what's up to everybody. You know, some more projects are on the way. Like I've said this over and over again, sounding like a broken record. I hope you're enjoying the New World podcast. And on that note, almost, I believe I'm 7 episodes away from being the big 500. That's crazy. The big 500 for the New World podcast is 7 episodes away. So I'm trying to think and plan to make that real special. That's if you're into pro wrestling. If you really like pro wrestling, the New World podcast is where you want to check it out, and everything like that. Or unless you want to come here where I'm reviewing something, you know. And I was going to say, the one of the biggest topics I had on here was talking about nostalgia. And I was bringing that back to like Ghostbusters, because when is nostalgia too much? And nostalgia to me is what I want as a fan. You know, a fan service, being fed, you know, everything that you love, you know, like, but there's a point to where it becomes too much. And that's what I heard about this Ghostbusters movie. Like, if you're a big Ghostbusters fans, this will tickle all the fancies, if you will, tickle your ghost parts and everything like that. But the story itself kind of suffers because, one, you got the OG cast, you got the cast from the last movie, Afterlife, then you try to introduce other characters, and it just becomes a big thing. But then it's just like, oh, but we got Slimer. You remember Slimer? He was in that first one, remember? Oh, we got this over here. But it's like storytelling, point A to, you know, A to Z. Like, there has to be some balance there. Like, I'm all for nostalgia, and it's just like a Jurassic World Dominion. That movie was all about being like, oh my god, they got the OGs back, but this story sucks. You know, Locust? What? You know, then there's really no solution with the dinosaurs roaming the earth. They're just like, hey, we'll just kind of just live with it, you know? But we got the OGs. We got the OGs back. You know, so, and it goes, even my Star Wars, The Force Awakens, as much as I love The Force Awakens, it's just a rehash of A New Hope with different characters that were being introduced to. You know, the next big three was supposed to be Finn, Poe, and Rey. That's who was going to lead on this trilogy. But, you know, and then they kill Han, and the Star Killer base is the Death Star. You know, it's all nostalgia. Like, you're sitting there like, ooh, look at these things, they're so nice and cool. Then when you really take a step back, you're like, huh, okay, well, yeah, that seems and when you go, when I'm talking about nostalgia too, it's all these remakes and reboots. You know, I that's why after rewatching Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, like, I've really been thinking of that concept. And the Mean Girls being like, the twist on it is like, oh, but it's a musical. So, yeah, Wonka. Remember Wonka? But it's a musical. So it's just like they're trying to take these new elements in Hollywood and be like, yeah, we're doing something different with it, though. You know, like The Crow, like the fucking Crow remake. Like, it's one of those things. I feel like that movie's just going to be a romance revenge tour, and there's going to be no real, like, basis for Eric's character. He's just gonna go on this crazy ride of just killing everybody, pulling swords at themselves, bullets being shot, and blood and stuff like that. There's gonna be no heart to it, and that's why I think Hollywood is really missing it. It's like, yes, you got the nostalgia, you got that, yeah, that's really cool, but it also goes into like wrestling. You know, it's like, hey, here's Hulk Hogan. Well, it's like 2024, and the Hulk don't look like Hulk anymore. So, but yeah, there he is. I'm like, that's cool. Yeah, you know, even with The Rock being back. And I'm sorry talking wrestling talking here, but it's just like that. It's like anything and everything, it has too much that, like, nostalgia is the key for it, but it is also too, there needs to be the balance of storytelling. So, or, you know, making sure you're checking all the boxes, if you will. And that's why I'm really interested to see Ghostbusters. And next week I'm going to go watch Godzilla X Kong, the new Empire, and I'm gonna be highly disappointed seeing that movie. See, already getting a negative into it. It's just because Godzilla Minus One was so good, and that is the premise of, like, my thoughts these days, especially with that movie. It's just like, Godzilla had very limited screen time, you know, but you knew that's why you were here. You were here for Godzilla. But the human story never really captures you in those other movies until, like, Godzilla Minus One, to where even I was like, oh my God, like, you know, and at the end I had all these goosebumps. And then when you got Godzilla, it was like you kind of earned it because you sat there and you were with these characters, and then you get the bum, 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 you know, and it's just like, and you're seeing Godzilla do Godzilla things, and it's, and you're like, man, you know, you could pull Godzilla out of this movie, and I would still enjoy this story that's going on right here. You know, that was what in my mind was like, man, somebody found something. Like, yes, the nostalgia is Godzilla. This is why I'm coming to see this movie. Then I see this movie and I'm like, man, this movie, you could take Godzilla out of it. I still would love this movie. But Godzilla is that weird. They knew how to use Godzilla in a very small way. And that's why with these new movies, they're like, oh, Kong's got the gauntlet now, and you know, we got the Scar King and stuff like that. So it's gonna be interesting, and I can't wait to see it. I'm gonna see it with Doug, Annie. We're gonna go see Phantom Menace. Yeah, boy. May 4th, the weekend, Star Wars weekend and stuff like that. You know what's funny about Star Wars Day is everyone's like, happy Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you. I'm like, every day Star Wars Day, man. Live and breathe that shit, bro. Every day Star Wars Day in this house. I don't need a day to do that. But particularly on that weekend, they're going to re-release The Phantom Menace, and we got tickets to that as well. I'm very excited. I got to see Return of the Jedi on the big screen with Doug. That was a lot of fun. And me and Doug were talking about Phantom Menace and how that movie's aging like fine wine. Oh, so good, man. And there's more things. I've been watching that movie a lot more lately just because I'm picking things. I'm like, oh, this is so good. You know, not just Duel of Fates, baby, but it just has some richness to it that it's just aging so well. For me, you know, you could be looking at it like, man, the prequels suck, you know. But the prequels are great. I Attack of the Clones is still something that I struggle with. It's one of those movies that's like, there's some really cool things here, but there's also this really terrible love story between Anakin and Padme, and it's tolerable more now as I keep watching it. But it, when we get to the real golden nuggets of the prequels is Revenge of the Sith. But it's slowly, man, Phantom Menace is just it's getting up there of like, oh, this is Star Wars, man, right here in this prequel area. And we got the Bad Batch. And speaking of nostalgia, I brought it up before. Well, I brought it up on the New World podcast. I watched X-Men 97. Oh my gosh, you talk about going back in time. And kept the intro and everything, and then I was sitting there like everything in the every fiber of my nerdy being is happening right now with this, you know, right there. And I'm the guy they cater to. I'm the guy that's like, ah, we're doing another fucking Spider-Man movie. God damn right I'll be there. Madam Web. I still want to see Madam Web, even though people tell me, like, don't do it. Don't do it, you know. But I just want to see it just so I can be like, oh, yeah, that was terrible. Morbius is better. But, yeah, I've always wondered if nostalgia now is too much for Hollywood these days, or if they're just not using it properly, you know. So I'm very interested to see what James Gunn is going to bring to the table when it comes to this Superman movie. Like, what's going to be new? What's going to be different, you know? And I think that's why when I love Man of Steel so much, because Zach just was like, we're going this way. It was like, what? You know, it was like, oh, darker? Oh, shit, he killed Zod? Like, okay, then you're like, here's BVS. And a lot of people I saw kind of get mad with Zach, and I kind of got mad with Zach about this too, is he did an interview with Joe Rogan. I probably am late to the show. I don't care. But it definitely was a conversation between me, Doug, Phil, and my brother, Kal-El. It was a constant chain of texts from me to them, and them slowly responding saying, big head boy, calm down. you know, because he did an interview and he talked about it. He goes, yeah, you know, I got these deals and I kind of got this weird backdoor deal where I can be like, okay, here's this. Here's my vision. Here's Rebel Moon. And I love Rebel Moon. Here's Rebel Moon. But later on, they're going to let me do my rated R version of Rebel Moon, my director's cut, if you will, because the man always has director's cuts. And sometimes they are better than the actual theatrical cut. But with Rebel Moon, I was like, I liked it so much that I'm just like, I don't want a director's cut. This doesn't need to be Blade Runner, man. You don't need to have 20 cuts for the one movie, you know. Understandably, with Justice League, yeah, we wanted the Snyder Cut. We got the Snyder Cut. And I remember Doug on a podcast saying, like, that's going to be the problem. It's like, people are going to be demanding, like, oh, I want this version of the movie. You know, it really needs to come from the director. And we had some great conversations back and forth about this topic of, like, yo, I'm like, Nolan, he doesn't have deleted scenes. He's going in. He's making the movie. He's making it to the story itself of what he's going to do. You know, he doesn't need to make a deal being like, hey, I'll give you this version as long as when, you know, later on down the road, I could put out the real version I wanted. And I looked at Zack, because I love Zack Snyder. I think Zack Snyder is a very talented director. I think he can be a great storyteller at times, you know, but it's, and visually, he's all about visuals. You know, he talks about drawing everything out and stuff like that. So it was just frustrating to me as a fan of Zack being like, dude, you know, give me this really great piece of pie, and now I'm going to expect another piece of pie from you from now on, just because you're going to be like, here's this pie. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good pie. And when you're going to bring me another pie, I'm like, oh, that pie ain't good as that pie. But he goes, but hey, more pie, right? More pie. And I'm like, no more pie. This pie. I'm fine with this pie. Don't want that pie. So, and it's just funny because I'll still see the director's cut because I'm the fucking problem. I'm the goddamn problem when it comes to this. Hollywood looks at me and they're like, oh yeah, you see that big head boy? That's the audience we go after, because he's going to be bitching and moaning and complaining and all this stuff, but he'll be first in line and be like, take my money. So tell me if nostalgia's too much. Tell me, you know, drop those comments below. It was just something that was on my brain, the, you know, thinking about all these reboots and remakes and everything like that that's coming out of Hollywood lately. And then the Roadhouse. I don't know if we needed a Roadhouse remake. And I heard Ronda Rousey was supposed to be in that role. That, I was like, oh, okay, well, we got Jake Gyllenhaal, and seeing these great memes with Conor McGregor when he's walking like this. Yeah, I don't know why he's doing that, but I have no desire to see it, though. And those are the sort of things. Wasn't a big Roadhouse guy. I know the movie. I know the quotes. I know, you know, the certain scenes and stuff like that, but it's not like, got Roadhouse, you know. But I already heard them talking about making a Escape from L.A. or Escape from New York remake. There's other ones coming. They're dropping another Alien movie, Alien Romulus or something like that. You know, no desire. You know, I think the one thing that's really keeping like something alive but also keeping it still fresh is Chucky. The Chucky series itself is fantastic. Like, it keeps growing and expanding on the mythology of Chucky. It's growing Chucky, you know, growing his legacy. It's not just, like, cut and pasting the same thing. Like, you know, you go back to where it all began, and it's kind of coming full circle, especially with Brad Dourif actually going to be Chucky in live action. He was in one movie, like, in a flashback, but he's going to be, like, older self Chucky. And it's like, oh, that is so cool. That's cool. I like that. So, if you haven't seen the Chucky series, you should check it out. But you got to do some homework and watch Curse and Cult, you know, so you can get where Nika comes from and everything like that. So, and we'll see what down the road comes around. I enjoyed the X-Men 97 very much. First two episodes, very heavy. And I was talking to somebody, I was like, man, 90s cartoons were heavy. Heavy in messages and heavy in this and that. But, man, these two X-Men 97, oof. So good. Bad Batch, very good. I look forward to my Wednesdays. Now I got two shows that come out. Curb Your Enthusiasm, gotta love it. It's coming to an end here shortly. Some of the best stuff of Curb that they can drop, man. And I'm having a lot of fun with that. There's one scene in the show. It's like a couple episodes ago, I believe. But I rewind it every single time. I probably put it on every single night. And the wife's like, okay, I get it. You love this scene. I was like, this is so funny. Vince Vaughn's just little sleeping in the chair nightmare. You know, if you haven't seen Curb, you should watch Curb. Curb Your Enthusiasm is so good. So we want to be Larry in a lot of ways. We want to say things that Larry says that we feel like is rude and stuff like that. So, all right, y'all. Well, that's it. That's all. That's my 2 cents of the week. I hope you enjoyed. Drop that like. Drop that subscribe. Share it to grandma. Share it to grandpa. Share the bum down on Walmart. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/NewWorldPodcast and get yourself some sweet KMB merch, NWP merch. If you like the Sexy Ninja Cast, go rock with me on TikTok. Go rock with me on Instagram. I'm everywhere on the social media. Paper Saber Universe, baby! And remember, stay sexy, ninjas. Whoop, whoop!
Welcome to the wicked shit. Oh, yeah.